speak to a lady called Andrea who's in this line. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Andrea, what are you at?
Well, we're doing quite a bit of fundraising, Frank, for Action Cancer. We have started our fundraising events just before Christmas, and we're going to be doing far more up until the 12th of February, all in support of Action Cancer, in partnership with business in the community. We are a team of civil servants, and we are in competition with six other teams in the civil service to raise as much money as we can for Action Cancer.
Now, how does this competition work? Am I now going to get a phone call from the other five teams who are going to say, oh, she got on the media?
Well, any sort of competition is healthy. The teams have different shops across the province. My team is supporting the Craigie Road boutique branch of Action Cancer. So all of our fundraising efforts will be around that. The other teams, they're in different areas of the province, and it will be up to them. If they can get a slot with you, Frank, it will be up to them to get it. But, you know, any competition is healthy, and ultimately the winners are Action Cancer at the end of the day, and our fundraising efforts are just to raise as much money as we can for Action Cancer.
Totally. You're using your initiative, Andrea, you see. This is what it's about.
Well,
I like your style. But you're having the shop, and if people donated stuff, and it's a pop-up type thing, is that it?
It is. It's an apprentice-style challenge, so it means that we take over the shops for a day. We're encouraging people in the local area to donate as much stock as they can for the shop. The idea is that we'll have lots of brand-new stock on the 12th of February for people to browse through, and we're looking for donations just as we appreciate that lots of people are doing clear outs in the new year, and we would like to capitalise on that and get as much stock as we can together. The event that we're holding on the 12th of February, we're calling it Lights, Camera, Action. So it's focused on beauty and glamour and boutique and really on pampering yourself. So if people pop down on the 12th of February, they'll have a chance to browse through new stock. We'll have cosmetics, we'll have beauty treatments, we'll have nail technicians, we'll have the opportunity to get yourself photographed, and we also have a local celebrity lined up to launch the event for us.
Oh, a local celebrity.
Yes, now we can't reveal the details yet, but we will publicise that closer to the time as soon as it's confirmed.
How local?
Well, very well known, and certainly in the Belfast area and Greater Belfast too. So someone who's a fairly household name in Northern Ireland, and we're really, really pleased to have them on board to launch this event for us. But as I say,
do I get a suggestion here that it's a female?
No, surprisingly, it's not. Given our boutique theme, it's a male. But that's the only information I'm going to give. More details will be posted on our Facebook page, and I'll give those details out as well.
Could it be a male that is sometimes a female?
No, although I know where you're going with that. But no.
I'm just painting a picture of a very glamorous woman.
Yeah, well, very, very. I think this man is as glamorous as you can get. No dressing up as a female on the day or anything like that, unless we can encourage him to do it. I think he's up for a good laugh anyway, and certainly wants to support our cause too.
Do I work with him?
No, you don't.
do I sometimes work with him? Have I worked with him in the past?
I would say you may have crossed paths, definitely. You're in the same line of work, I would say that.
Uh-huh.
You're in the same line of work.
Is he better looking than me?
Definitely not.
Oh, gosh.
There was no hesitation there at all.
That's what a relief. I thought you were going to say definitely.
Definitely not, Frank.
You know, as I say, I like your style, and it's on the 12th that you're actually having the pop-up, but you'd like the donations. How do people go about handing stuff towards you?
Well, there are lots of ways of doing it. Now, we have... we'll be handing flyers in the local area to people close to Craigie Road, and they'll get flyers asking them to donate. But in addition to that, there's nothing to stop anyone who's listening now to fill bags full of their pre-loved clothes, getting them down to the Action Cancer shop on Craigie Road. There is more information about our fundraising events. I should say that the 12th of February is our shop takeover day. It's our main event, but we have a wide range of fundraising events leading up to that, including we have a pub quiz at the Stormont Pavilion. We've raffles. Hundreds of companies across Northern Ireland and individuals too have provided us with gifts and prizes for raffles. Tremendous generosity from across across Northern Ireland. We're delighted by it. But more information on that can be found on our Facebook page. And if you don't mind, Frank, I'll give the details out.
Okay.
It's facebook.com/Team Craigar Road. We also have a Just Giving page, which is justgiving.com/Craigar Road. And we also have, if you text the word Craig 81, that's C-R-E-G 81, to 70070, you can also donate. So I think it's important to say we're taking over the shop. It's going to be a fabulous day. I would encourage everyone to get down there and see us. And there'll be lots going on, but there is lots of fundraising up until that point. And we would just really, we would be delighted if people in Northern Ireland could really get on board for this. I think as civil servants, we don't often have the chance to get out into the community to use our creative side and our innovation in a way that we've been given the opportunity to do it now. And, you know, we're absolutely delighted to have this opportunity. I work with such an enthusiastic team. Liz Lemon, who's the shop manager on the Craigar Road branch, is just absolutely fabulous. And I'm really, really positive about the money we could raise for Action Cancer through this.
Andrea, absolutely. What a good cause. And, of course, The big benefit is you all work in the civil service, so you don't have anything else to do.
No, I knew you were going to say something like that. And I suppose I was expecting it. But I should say, you know, the civil service have been great and they have let us have a certain amount of time out. But we're all volunteers and we were working over New Year's Eve, Boxing Day, the run-up to Christmas. We've been working all hours. So, yes, we're very grateful to our employers, the civil service, for giving us some time to do this. And it's great for the community. But we're also giving up lots of our free time.
You sound like as if you're pretty high up. What do you do?
I am not indeed. I work in a team looking after European programmes, European funding. So, but I'm not one. I'm not high up at all.
If you're not high up, if you're not high up, you should be high up.
You flatter me.
I'm going to insist on you getting a promotion. Now, people are now guessing who the celeb might be.
Oh, are they? Right.
Is there a possibility he'd have a pair of boxing gloves with him?
No. He's not involved in sport at all. He is a very, very funny man. He's a local man. He's handsome, but not as handsome as you.
Thank you.
And he has, a really loyal following in Northern Ireland.
How hurt is he going to be if he's listening at the moment, if he hears you saying he's handsome, but he's not as handsome as I am?
Well,
he mightn't turn up.
You just have to accept reality sometimes, you know.
Andrea, I have this horrible feeling that it's like, you know, the ugliest man in the world is going to be attending.
Maybe. No, absolutely not. And we're really excited to have him. And he's giving his time freely to us as well, which is fabulous. We're volunteers. We're from the civil service. We're not from private industry and we don't have sponsors as such. So we're really relying on the goodwill of people to give their time and their energy freely to us. And it really is. I mean, I've just been astounded by the generosity of people. We have visited shops up and down the Craigar Road and Ballyhackamore, and really they're nearly falling over themselves to give us prizes as soon as they know what the cause is. Obviously, you know, so many of us in Northern Ireland have been affected by cancer and have seen how devastating it is, and I've personally been affected by that. So to be able to contribute to a charity that does so much good to help in the identification and prevention of cancer. It's really, really, it's something that I feel very passionate about personally, and I'm just delighted to be involved in it.
Of course, do you mind me asking you, Andrea, on the back of what you've just said, personally, are you talking about family or are you talking about yourself?
Family. Yeah, my father-in-law passed away.
Of course.
I saw the effect that had on my mother-in-law, my husband, my sister-in-law and friends, and I don't want to get emotional now, but it's personal to me as well. So
Totally. Yeah. People will be applauding you, Andrea, and your team or teams there at the civil service. And let's hope it's a huge success. And the guy who's cutting the tape is relatively good looking. Then I'll feel like $1 million. Listen, thanks, Andrea. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Bye. That woman could, she could sell you, couldn't she? Yeah, snow to the Northerners, absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. Just a natural talent.